today is Thursday, May the 1st, 125th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is Humboldt County Undersheriff Billy Hansel. Hey, dude.
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
Notice you got the short sleeves working today, huh?
A little warm out here for Humboldt.
To show the guns or to work on the tan?
Well, you know, it's, if I get out of the office, I'd work on the tan.
Yeah. I see. It's really not impressing anybody,
no,
is it?
No, it isn't.
Got a couple of different things to talk about this afternoon. Sheriff's Department has got a couple of different programs that maybe you're familiar with, maybe you're not. SWAT program certainly is one that you hear about, but we'll talk a little bit about what it does exactly. Jail farm is another thing. Now we got a couple of other situations that the guy in Nevada, not the personality, but
right.
Okay, the comments, and then we had the death row situation also. So we'll kind of bounce from pillar to post and see if we can get some interesting comments from Mr. Hansel when we return.
It'll be exciting.
Music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon. KINS, News and Information Times 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Billy Hansel. But before we do, our quote this afternoon. Oh, we could go with love or success. Which do you prefer?
Oh, love, please.
Oh, really?
Why not?
Okay. This comes from Confucius. It's kind of cool. Forget injuries. Never forget kindness. How's that? It's not really lovey-dovey, but, you know, it's only May Day. It's not Mother's Day or anything.
That's
like
right.
That.
It works.
Yeah. Speaking of moms, you're going to say something about your mom?
I'm very proud of my mom. She got Administrator of the Year. She's Associate Vice President, or Associate Principal at Eureka High School, and she got Administrator of the Year. And so it's very exciting. She got surprised last Thursday for the superintendent gave her the award at the board meeting, and so she was very surprised, and our family's very proud of my mom and her achievements.
Wherever she works, whatever she does.
I'm hoping she retires next year.
You know. Yeah, I bet you there's somebody else in the immediate family who hopes the same to occur. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Yeah, something about vacations.
Vacation and, you know, child care is always an issue on my side.
Oh, so, I see.
You know,
oh.
Selfishly. Yes.
Well, you want to heap a little bit more praise on her just
right.
In case she might hear this. Yeah.
True. She's a great grandma. Great grandma. Administrator of the Year, but a great grandma.
There you go. One of the things that seems to be a little under the radar screen, I think. You know, we hear about some of the busts you guys do, and we'll see the cars go screaming around. Of course, now everybody's black and white, but that's okay. You know.
Right.
What are some of the things that the Sheriff's Department does that the community may not think is normal? Not normal because expected, but just normal that it's not cops, robbers, badges, and handcuffs.
Right. You know, it's pretty expansive, the amount of, I mean, we have 4,000 square miles within Humboldt County, which our deputies do patrol. So we do have patrol operations, but we also have several other divisions. One is we run courts. So we have deputies that are bailiffs, and also we have deputies that serve civil papers. And civil process. So we have 2-3 deputies that are out every week that are serving civil papers. They're driving marked vehicles in the ground, serving eviction notices and civil paperwork. And we also have deputies that are assigned to special services. We have a livestock deputy who patrols the outlying areas and dealing with livestock issues. We have many issues that with everything from loose cattle to people going on encroaching on other property. And so this livestock deputy is out there doing that, including a beach deputy who's patrolling the rivers and the beaches of Humboldt County. We also have a rural deputy that's north and south. So we have guys that are out there on the back roads connecting with the people that live in rural Humboldt. And, you know, we don't have a lot to go around. We're trying to do more with less always. And so we've had to reduce services, you know, during nighttime hours. So I know that some people are frustrated with that, but we have to work within the confines of our budget, unfortunately. And our deputies are doing a great job trying to manage that.
I know this is going to sound like a really stupid question, but who better to ask, right?
Why not?
Beach duty.
It's a pretty sweet deal.
I would think, yeah, that is one that might have a lot of people signing up for it, unless you do something really goofy like, say, well, you got to be there at dusk. Make sure that the beaches are clear and that there's no rascallions out there. And now all of a sudden, instead of being like now in the middle of the afternoon,
right,
they're there at 7 o'clock to, maybe midnight, 6 or 7 days a week, not at home relaxing, but they're out there driving in the dark on the beach.
Right. Now, our special services, they do have the ability to flex their hours to adhere to
hit weather patterns. Yeah, give me a break.
Hit weather patterns to identify, for different problems that may come up. But usually they work the day shift, and but they get assigned out for any kind of special services, that search and rescue, anything like that. So,
are there that many beach parties anymore? I mean, not that I've been invited to a high school kegger in a couple of years, but is that still something that occurs?
It is still something that occurs, yes. Yeah, up and down the beaches. We don't get a lot of calls, but the times that we do get calls, it's usually when something really, really bad goes down. We've had a couple fights out there where people have gotten really assaulted, and it's turned bad, a couple incidents over the last couple of years.
Do those tend to be high school, college, or is it families?
No,
that
it's
go
high
crazy?
School and college usually are, yeah. Okay. Usually the problematic situations out there at the beach.
Yeah, we save the other stuff for in town.
Yes. People like
so you guys don't
it.
You don't get the invitations to go to the beach parties anymore.
We don't.
Either,
no,
huh?
no, we don't. But but every once in a while we do get the wind of something going on, and so we'll send some units out a certain way.
It's not abnormal to hear about somebody getting stuck in the surf.
No.
Is that deputy the one who's responsible? Is he the first responder, so to speak, to help get somebody out before the tide hits?
Yes, he's out there, and he'll respond to those kind of incidences if he's on duty. There's fish and game is also will come up and down and patrol those areas, and so they will they'll help us out, as well as Coast Guard. They're always anxious to help. So,
KINS News and Information Times 319. We'll be back with more from Billy Onsell.
Nearly half a century in the news business should count for something. I'm Dave Silverbrand, and that's how long I've been watching the world go by. Now it's time to put it in perspective. Join me each weekday for a look at local news and views and what they mean to you from my perspective. Dave's Take Two on KWSW three times each day during the 8, noon, and 5 o'clock hours. Or read them on our website, kwsw980.com.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Billy Hansel. Weather like we've had today and yesterday, does that do wear on the troops at all? We picked up the dogs today at lunchtime, and the dogs are kind of dragging, and all of them were. Heard from others that have got like babysitting and daycare, and all the kids kind of go and take naps a little early.
Yeah.
Does the population start doing weird stuff
when
we get into this kind of a scenario that invites you guys to show your presence a little bit more frequently than normal?
Oh, yeah. I think the weather brings out a little excitement in everyone. And some people don't take care of themselves the way that they should and don't drink water. And they might spend too much time in the sun. Next thing you know, they become irritable. And bad things have happened. So, it's just
back to your kegger on the beach again. Well, is that what you're trying to dance around here?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, our deputies, do a great job. They see these days as exciting. They're out there. They got their jug of water and they're going all day long. And so
it's almost fun rather than being one of those you want to lower your head and.
No, if there's a period where we're going 2 weeks like this, then you start seeing a little bit of a stress that comes about. But that's the deputies see this as an exciting day to get out and about.
So how do you get them to balance that adrenaline rush? because I would imagine most of them, well, maybe not Steve, but most of them on staff are adrenaline junkies. I mean, that's why you do it, right? It's
yeah,
the rush, it's the
them.
Charge, it's the fun, it's the thrill of the kill,
right.
Quote unquote.
Yeah. The chase.
Getting the bad guys.
Thrill the chase.
Yeah, well, that doesn't rhyme. So,
right.
The mace with the chase. No, that's not going to work either, is it?
No.
Okay.
So, you know what? We require a lot of our deputies. I mean, really, when you look at, and police officers in general, you know, we have our guys get in and see some horrendous things, and they get in high-speed pursuits. We see these suspects that are fueled on drugs be chased all over the county. Do violent things, and then at the very end, when it's time to give up, take them into custody, our deputies are required by law to only use the amount of force that's necessary to overcome any resistance, and that's it. And once that's done, our deputies professional, handcuff, put them in the patrol vehicles. And it's difficult at times because your level of emotion is so heightened at this, and you see all this bad stuff going on, and you want to deliver some justice right then and there, but that's not what we're supposed to do. That's not what we do. And so the act is we require a lot of our deputies to hold their emotions in check. And this job is not for everyone. And there are times when deputies and officers don't know how to control that. And they don't work out long in the department. We identify them, and we have to get rid of them, or they decide to take another job. But it's the ones that pass the test of time that are able to control that emotion turn out to be the best deputies out there for us.
If somebody isn't cutting it, but let's say they got 5-6 years experience, will you try to shift them into the office and maintain that knowledge base and to do something like that so that you're not losing somebody that you've got those years of training and experience in?
Yeah. You know, after 5 or 6 years of working the street, you know, there's not a lot of people that can go, let's just say, 30 years working the street. And so we have a variety of different specialty positions within the agency. And so it's good to get off the street sometimes, to have a normal schedule, maybe to work a bailiff job or something where, you know, it's not as stressful to see, you know, because basically police officers, they don't see a whole lot of people having a good day. You know, we usually are dealing with people at their worst moments in their life, that they're dealing with tragedy, or they made a decision that's horrific and terrible, and they've committed a law violation, and we're there to deal with it. So they're seeing these tragedies every day, and they're dealing with them. So it can take a toll.
You mentioned before we started the show about the jail farm also.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure you're not out there growing little felons.
No,
on the
that's
farm.
Not the, yeah, not the idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do a lot of people understand what the farm is all about?
I don't know if they do, and we're looking to expand this farm. So right now we have, in lieu of someone serving time in jail, they can opt to be in our SWAP program, the Sheriff Work Alternative Program. And so it's in lieu of jail, they can spend 8 hours a day, and that's credit for one day served. And they can serve that time either splitting wood at our woodlot, which is a benefit for our seniors, or they spend time in the community doing various cleanup projects. Or
that's the one where you see one of your guys standing around and a bunch of guys working?
Yes. Yes. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. I thought that was hot.
Yes. And we do have a worker dorm in our jail, and those guys are out usually helping Caltrans. And so you see a deputy on the side of the road and guys in all blue doing that. But we do have a farm in Fortuna, and where we raise hogs, and the hogs are used to create basically meat for our jail. So after the hogs get nice and fat, then they're harvested, and then they are little pork chops in the jail for our inmates to eat. So it's a good program. They're there to basically raise these pigs. And also there's a garden there where we grow vegetables and
this is out by Roanoke Airport?
It's right by the airport. And okay. So we also have some acreage there too. We have cattle. For the first time in the last couple of years we started getting cattle. So we have about 20 or so that are out there, and it's gonna get bigger, and we're looking at expanding that jail farm.
I would think that that would be a pretty popular program for guys and gals to want to volunteer for.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, there's a lot of benefits from that. You know, we give someone actually some time where they can work off their credit, right? They're not spending time in jail, but they're also learning a new skill. They have hard work. There's some
outside
work ethic, and it's outside. Yeah. Dealing with animals. Sometimes animals are easier to deal with than
others.
Humans.
KINS News and Information Time, 3:30.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:36. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Billy Hansel, the undersheriff for the County of Humboldt. Looking at some of the different challenges that are out there, whether it's, I guess we can, you know, pull some of the stuff out of the headlines. We got this fella in Nevada. Yeah, I think everybody pretty much recognizes a wingnut. Okay, fine. But the whole issue of states' rights versus federal rights, yeah, I mean, we've been dealing with that one with marijuana enforcement here forever.
Right.
How do you balance that, and how do you work through those situations where you've got the DOJ having a whole different standard,
right,
than what you have, and probably enforcing at a whole different level than what you're able to enforce at?
That's right. You know, we do have a lot of federal land, you know, in Humboldt County. We have the Bureau of Land Management, as well as the Forest Service, that do patrol their lands. But the sheriff is the one that gives them their state police officer powers. And so to enforce state law, adjacent to federal land, the sheriff has to give them that authority to do so. So we want to make sure that they are adhered to, you know, and enforcing the law the way that the sheriff would like that done. So we really appreciate their help. They are out in Eastern Humboldt and patrolling areas that we don't have a full-time deputy out there. And I know Trinity County relies on them tremendously. Trinity County has a lot of federal land in Trinity County, and
not too many bodies.
Not too many bodies. They have, yeah. So they have one deputy patrol several hundred miles, you know, and so the Forest Service does help them out tremendously.
You don't threaten guys with discipline of sending them under an MOU to Trinity County, do you?
I know we don't. No. Yeah. We do work well with Trinity County, but we need all of our people here.
So. Oh, nice. And you're not running for office, imagine. Has there been any clarification between the state's laws and federal laws regarding marijuana enforcement? I mean, I can't imagine what the Colorado guys are going through or the Washington folks. But we've kind of been playing at that, in that same sandbox a little bit. Is there any clarification whatsoever at this point?
No. You know, we have our guidelines that we go by. And right now with our marijuana unit is getting ready, gearing up. I mean, we're still doing indoor grows. We had a grow that was near Hinesville School the other day.
Was that the 700 plants or something? The gal walked her kids to school?
Yes. So, you know,
that's kind of gutsy.
Yes.
Regardless of where you stand on marijuana,
right,
to have that much stuff that's an attraction for bad guys.
And no matter how much you think you're doing to cover it up, the smell, the generators, the traffic, you know, people still know. And people still will call us.
Febreze doesn't work?
It doesn't work. No, it doesn't. So people still call us, and we still, unfortunately, we can't field all the complaints. You know, we get, you know, hundreds of complaints, and we can only address a few of them.
Is it a high priority? Is it a medium priority? Is it a low priority? How do you, or do you, just kind of fill in when you're not chasing somebody?
You know, there's 4,000 square miles in Humboldt County, and just for the outside grows, there's about 4,000 outside grows within the county.
About one per mile. Okay,
no joke. And so, we can only hit about 80 to 100 of them. I mean, realistically, and that's the outside stuff. And our marijuana unit is going all the time. They're working on one case, doing surveillance. There are making busts for those people that have hundreds and hundreds of plants that are ruining the environment, that have no real vested interest in Humboldt County other than trying to make money. And so those are the people that we are going after and to try and eliminate those people.
You know, in 30 plus years of doing this, I've never heard a ratio or an indication of how many estimated grows there are.
You can go on
one per mile. I mean, that is just
you go on Google staggering. Earth and you can see it. I mean, it's they did their last flyover in I think 2012, August 2012. So perfect.
So you can see some of it, and again, that's completely excluding any indoor.
Yes, excluding indoor.
Do you have any estimate?
We don't.
How many indoors there are?
I don't.
You could ever deal with it. I mean, if you had 4,000.
Well, Arcata had some kind of an estimate, because they did the user utility tax. And they, estimated, I can't remember how many.
I think it was about 15%, something like that.
But since they enacted that tax, the numbers have gone way down. They thought they were going to have several hundred of these houses, and it's reduced to less than 100.
Sorry, so. Randy's going to be in the next little bit. I got to find out before he leaves how that's going.
Yeah.
Because there was question, okay. But if they're not paying their bill,
right?
Who knows?
Right. It's a benefit for the city of Arcata. I'm hoping that...
Is the county looking at anything?
Yes, the county's looking at something like that. I'm hoping the county does act on it and put something like this. Because all it's done now is those people that were growing indoors in Arcata, guess what? McKinleyville, and outlying areas are now getting more of these grow houses.
KINS, News and Information Times, 3:42. We'll be back with more from Billy Hansel.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:44. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Billy Hansel. The fella who was executed and then died later.
Yeah.
In Oklahoma.
The heart condition.
Yeah, earlier this week. Okay, lots of things we can talk about regarding that. But what I got out of it was that a medical examiner or a doctor no longer is used in the process, and I thought that's kind of interesting and bizarre. Okay. But what I started thinking about was, okay, separation of him from the inmates, whether it's death row or somebody who's, the 24-hour, the suicide watch. You guys have got, and I know they're in the jury selection process, but I'll just say the ding-dong that took out Father Freed. Okay, I'm sure that probably 3/4 of the population wants a piece of him. Probably 1/4 wants to defend him.
Okay.
For whatever reason. Okay. So you got somebody that everybody knows about, that mm-hmm. everybody has an opinion about,
mm-hmm.
that everybody wants the chance to reach out and touch. How do you deal with an inmate like that pre-sentencing
mm-hmm.
and still keep them able to attend the court hearings?
Yeah, we have to keep them safe. They're our responsibility to keep them safe. And so we do have a maximum security area of the jail where they basically have no contact interaction. They're out of their cell 1 hour a day. And so 23 hours a day, they're in their cell.
So kind of like Alcatraz in that scheme?
So, right. So they're able to get out during that hour. But the idea is that, whether it's the nature of their offense or a gang type affiliation.
Well, that'll do it also?
It could.
Okay.
Or their inability to get along with others. It's also and something that could influence our decision to put someone.
Do you have a lot of cells in that area of the jail?
We don't have a lot.
Because I think, you know, if I'm there and going through that,
no.
Yeah, I'm going to be as big a jerk as possible because I don't want to be with anybody else.
Right,
I mean,
right.
It's not a place to go and find friends.
No, it isn't.
Typically.
But typically, I mean, the people that are in jail want to have some kind of freedom. And so we have open dorms in there. We have 72 inmates that can be in one of our open dorms.
And it's like cots? And
they're basically like their cots. Okay. And there's a day room area where they are able to watch TV, play cards, various games, take a shower, do all those things that, you know, with freedom without being dictated what to do. And have
so they're just kind of being held then?
They're just being held. So, So one correctional officer is in charge of up to 72 inmates, you know, in this kind of open dorm.
Where does the home detention or the bracelets or the ankle things, where the electronic monitoring, all that, where does that come into this continuum? Do you have that prior to sentencing or is that a post-sentencing?
No, it's usually prior to sentencing unless it's a part of their, some sex offenders, will have ankle monitors on them or they're highly regulated and probation. We'll put the ankle monitors on, and so
those
that's,
things are
usually up. That's usually up to probation.
Those things are pretty tough to beat, aren't they?
People can cut them off. Is that what?
Well,
you're
yeah,
them?
But you know, all of a sudden, something's going on.
Right.
It's fishy.
Usually, yeah. Usually that's what happens, and usually what happens is people that cut them off usually, they spend a couple weeks away, and then we figure out where they are. They don't run too far, and we end up arresting them on a warrant, and they get back into jail.
Yeah, I suppose there's no way to beef up the electricity in them. So something about like a stun gun. So if they try to monkey with it, boom, they drop.
If you can invent that, let me know.
Really,
there might be a market for it.
Hmm.
Don't know.
Or maybe your built-in mace.
I don't
start playing with it.
I don't know. I'm sure someone will be offended about something like that.
So, isn't that the concept here?
Well, we want them to keep it on, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And some of these guys just don't do it, and they cut it off, and that's a separate charge if you actually cut it off and then don't return it to probation.
So, oh, something about property, government property.
Government property. So,
you guys are pretty darn sneaky.
Yes.
What's out there on the horizon that is going to make it easier for cops? Is there anything that, other than the new jail? Okay, and I don't know how far that horizon is out.
I'm not sure. Unfortunately, the funding is everything comes back to budget. And what would make it easier for cops out there and for our law enforcement is to expand our budget. The sheriff's budget's been steady for the last, several years, but our cost of doing business has gone up. So to make it easier, I mean, what deters crime is having a law enforcement officer out there patrolling. That's the number one deterrent of crime. And if we don't have the officers out there, then it's just up to the citizens to report. And
so every convenience gas station we have in the county, we're going to have a cop assigned to that parking lot.
Well, robberies would go way down.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we might have a lot of stolen cop cars. oh, boy. Well, cool stuff going on.
Yes.
Congratulations with the farm. I think that bringing the farm back to me just makes so much sense.
It's a good program. And again, we're looking to expand that. We're looking at, the future here in Humboldt County, I think, is having a minimum security facility at a farm. That is what's needed. It's going to free up space for our main jail where we can actually put 411 beds worth of bad guys and put the minimum security guys out.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.